every electronics student, computer science student has heard of Moore's Law, which says that these capacities, electronic capacities, are doubling roughly every year, 18 months, 2 years, that kind of time frame. And that trend has been valid for 40 years.
And it's not slowing down?
It's not slowing down. If anything, it may be speeding up. And it's likely that that trend will continue till about, well, this is what people estimate, about the year 2020. So another 15 years.
Double.
Yeah. Okay. Your common sense that you take any number and you multiply it by two, by two, by two, by two, by two, you will eventually end up with a humongous
huge number. I agree with that.
So personally, I talk about massive Moore doublings. So the electronic gadgets we have today, you know, they're old hat. They're a museum piece in a couple of years because of Moore's Law. So by around 2020, the scale of the circuitry, you know, to get these, you know, to cram more and more stuff into a given volume or area, you have to make things smaller. So you make them smaller and smaller and smaller until eventually you're going to get down to molecular-sized circuitry.
So that explains why cell phones are getting smaller. Everything is getting smaller because they're putting more information onto these little tiny chips. And of course, then you just explained it. The smaller they get, the more you're able to put on these things.
Right. So when you, then you start asking yourself, well, what? If you had that kind of technology, say in 15 years, at molecular scale, what could you do? You know, what kind of gadgets could you build, or what would the capacities be? And when you start doing the numbers, somebody like me, the physicist in me, starts seeing the writing on the wall, and I get very worried. Let me throw out a few numbers. Say you had an apple in your hand.
All right.
And let's say that apple, the material in that apple, the atoms and molecules in that apple, say they were nanotech'd. I mean, they'd been engineered so that it was possible to store one bit of information, you know, like a zero or one, you know, one bit.
All right, I'm with you.
On one atom. Because, you know, that's what people are predicting by about 2020. Then you ask yourself, well, roughly how many atoms, in other words, how many bits, would be in that apple, you know, hand-sized object.
Probably billions and billions. You can't count.
Actually, it's hugely larger than that.
It's
about a trillion atoms.
All right, numbers atoms. You can't even comprehend.
Well, in mathematical terms, it's like a one, and then you'd have to write 24 zeros to get the number. So in other words, it's like a million, or a trillion. So it's just, you know, this gargantuan amount of atoms. Now, that's just the beginning. Now, if you're storing information on one atom, that atom, because it's an atom, it can change its state, you know, like it can be excited or unexcited.
Mm-hmm.
It can change that way in about a thousandth of a trillionth, in other words, a femtosecond, incredibly fast.
On its own.
On its own, yeah, one atom. So then you ask yourself, well, if the technology were there in the future, and it's coming, I believe, and, you know, a lot of other people say much the same thing. So say you had this apple converted into a, you know, sort of a nanotech device that was storing a trillion bits of information.
All right.
And each bit could be flipping back and forth, you know, 1 to 0, 0 to 1, in a femtosecond, that's a thousandth of a trillionth of a second, then there's more computing capacity in that apple than the human brain by a factor, an estimated factor of about a trillion.